This is Ted Kennedy. It's Labor Day for the country, but it's anti-Labor Day for Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, as far as you're concerned, Labor Day is just another anti-labor, big business as usual day. You and the administration turn thumbs down whenever rights of workers are at stake. You say no to increasing the minimum wage for the working poor. No to family leave to give workers unpaid time off from the job when a new baby is born or a family member is seriously ill. No to Hatch Act reform to let federal workers participate fairly like other citizens in elections. You say no to health insurance for the uninsured. No to civil rights to end race and sex discrimination on the job. No to child care for working parents. No to strengthening workplace health and safety. With that record, Al, you better stay indoors while the Labor Day parade goes by, or a well-aimed tomato might be heading your way.
Any tomato would slide right off my bald dome, Ted. Save the tomato and the words. It truly dazzles me that someone who's never had to meet a payroll a day in his life thinks he can speak for the working men and women of America on Labor Day. What hypocrisy. It may come as a shocking surprise to you, Ted, but most people in this country work because they need that weekly paycheck. They need their taxes kept low, and the federal government can tell them how to live. And the last thing they need is a Kennedy welfare state that sucks their employer dry and kills off growth and incentive. Ted, the nation has crafted the greatest society known to man. We've done it because Americans are free to choose who they want to work for and the kind of work they want to do. That's the legacy of Labor Day. There are no jobs without employers. You'd put every one of them out of business. Let's make certain that anything we do in Congress doesn't threaten the rights of both labor and management. Unheard of, eh, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on environmentalists who stall environmental progress. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.